Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Carrie, girl, honey, what's shaking and baking?
Well, Carrie, we got some almost news about lovebirds Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker that might have us wanting to celebrate soon on my belly.
And it looks like Nick Cannon could give up his fantasy about Mariah Carey.
Now, Brett and Chewy are out, but we got Tanner Thomason in
Thank
the
you.
Building.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Love spilling the tea with my Dish fam. Head crack, what is going on?
Ayo, Pete Davidson can run, but he can't hide, because Yeezy will find you. Uh-oh. Now, Pete has rejoined Instagram for the fourth time, and although he hasn't posted anything yet, he's already gained a million followers, and one of them is none other than his girlfriend's husband, Mr. Kanye West. Now, of course, in true Yeezy fashion, he broke his accountability oath and came through with a quick post and delete of a screenshot of Pete's IG page and captioned it, followed in all caps.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
But which I think, you think this is kind of like creepy stalker-like, or is Kanye West trying to be friendly?
It's so freaking creepy. Like, you gonna follow him and then post a picture that you followed him?
I'm not worried about Pete in this scenario, but Kanye West is the most 17-year-old girl a 44-year-old man can be.
But he's being friendly. I think he's being friendly because I would do the same thing.
Is there a chance that we're all getting played by Pete and Kanye together? Is there a slim
Could
chance
be.
That they're, like, creating this narrative just to drive everybody
like
crazy?
This is for the next movie?
I always believe in that possibility because these people are the masters of scripting the narrative. And even the fact that Pete Davidson came back to social media, that's part of the Kardashian startup plan.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the 10 Kardashian commandments, somewhere in there is, thou shalt have social media so we can capitalize on the moment right there.
What was that movie that Jim Carrey did where it was alternative world? And then he came out of that world, remember? And it was just like
The Truman Show. Y'all,
The Truman Show. I believe that Kanye is trying to get us into the Truman Show of his mind. And I refuse to go into that kaleidoscope of
hell.
I'm not stepping in.
They all do it. Look at Chloe and Lamar. Lamar acting like, oh, I want Chloe back. Please.
No. Whatever y'all empire, whatever y'all doing together, whatever little meetings y'all be having at nighttime with the candles going, I'm not coming.
Nah. Yes, honey. Shondo. Well, speaking, honey, of the Kardashian baby, we got some almost news, y'all, on Miss Kourtney. Now, on her soon-to-be husband, Mr. Travis Barker.
Okay, hold on, Gary. So you're saying that this is not news yet?
Yes, honey. Almost news, honey. Tanner is our way of saying that this is tea, honey, and it's hot, but it hasn't run it over yet. So keeping our Dish eyes and ears, baby, to the streets for updates. Okay.
So in today's edition of Almost News, a source from around Calabasas, because that's where you get all your news from, is claiming that Kourtney and Travis are trying to procreate and putting serious effort in, and it's only a matter of time before she's pregnant.
Ooh. Wow.
Really?
I mean, why are you so salty about it? Yeah. Like, Travis and Kourtney seem like they really, really rock with each other.
And here's the thing. The Kardashians, they love babies. Kourtney, she delivered her own. Remember that last one, she pulled it out from between her legs herself? That she's a beast. She's bred.
Oh,
she's
God.
Made for having babies.
Listen.
threw you, didn't it, Tanner?
Listen, it really did. If she's
put that on your
Bumble
profile.
If she's pulling them out on her own, then Travis, come on. Give her a couple more to pull out.
Well, I pull a lot of things out on my own, too, but, honey, with no babies. But still, I just don't understand it.
Okay, all right, moving on. Nick Cannon might as well stop daydreaming when it comes to his ex-wife Mariah Carey and mama to damn babies, because after Nick dropped, you're like, come on, after Nick dropped his
single, they trying to get you on Black History Month.
Okay.
They're coming for me. Dem babies. So after Nick dropped his single Alone, expressing how much he missed Mariah, the diva subliminally responded to Nick's song by posting a selfie and her boyfriend Brian Tanaka with the caption, Valentine's Marathon continues, our 23 heart emoji. What kind of burn is that? She let him simmer for a minute, and then she came through with the post of the BF.
You know what? That might explain why he's always, like, exercising and training. Because, like, Brian Tanaka, he's like a dancer dude, too, right? So he's trying to maintain a certain shape just in case they ever have to, like, you know, fight for a love or something.
We love Nick. Everybody loves Nick. But it's like, you keep making babies with new girls. That's just making it harder and harder for you to get the old one back.
I think that's the problem. The fact that everybody loves Nick, so it makes it easier for him to have nine babies.
They love a check, yeah. honey. That's
but
they
this
love.
Is the story. First time we've heard how much he's paid. So $10,000 a week for Mariah's two. Mm. That's $40,000 a month. As a woman who might be thinking about dating Nick, I'm like, all your money is going to the kids.
Thank you.
What do you have left over for me?
Mm. Nothing. Mm. Well, that's why he keeps working. Goodness. You know, it's just a matter of time before we get Drumline 2.
Yeah.
Woo! Lots of couples news in these Hollywood streets. Or should I say dim streets?
Dim streets.
Another sad love story, y'all. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers. Wait a minute. They're over. Mm. They're done. Yes. Finito. Nunca. Niet. Nada. What?
Womp womp.
The actress and the NFL star, I'm really sad about this, called it quits after being engaged for 2 years. Now, a source close to Aaron said they're very different people with busy careers. They will remain friendly. There's no bad blood and no drama. It just didn't work out. Womp womp. Yeah, right.
Gotta love that source,
yeah,
always.
Yeah, that source. Yeah. Or maybe they're from Calabasas. But another source said the two disagreed on everything from politics to being vaccinated, but they just agreed not to debate on those topics, and it still didn't work. Now, that is the one. That's the source that I believe.
Yeah,
I believe
but no, that. Sherry, right I heard that baby Miss Shailene, honey, isn't an easy one when it comes to debates, honey. Once her mind is made up, it's a done deal. So she sound like me.
Okay.
Kind of like so is
Divergent, the final chapter. You know, it's done.
Shailene is beautiful. She's not going to have a problem. I just thought that they made such a cute couple. But that's the problem. You see, like, HK, you're married. Mm-hmm. Do you and your wife, are there certain subjects that you guys just do not talk about so that you could, you know, keep the relationship intact?
I just got, like, most things, actually. you know, like, we be on the opposite sides of everything, so we kind of know what to talk about, and it's usually food.
Yeah. There you go.
And making babies. Y'all got a nice little brood there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, on a lighter note, fans are loving the new sitcom, Abbott Elementary, myself included. It's one of the funniest shows on TV. Now, there's been this long-running joke on social media about how Orlando Jones looks just like Sinanj, and as well as Abbott Elementary star Tyler James Williams, you know, from Everybody Hates Chris. Well, on this week's episode, the sitcom definitely set it off and met the internet where they were because Orlando made a guest appearance on the show as Tyler's father and called it genius.
I love it. This is good. What makes this even funnier is that Orlando is joking it wasn't him on the show. He's saying it was Solange. And even his Twitter bio says, not the little boy from Everybody Hates Chris and not Solange Knowles, which to me is like pretty freaking funny.
The only thing that could make this more perfect is if they had Solange on there to maybe play like dude's sister or something like that.
Yeah,
now we got the family back together.
A funny show, Quinta Burris. I mean, amazing and brilliant. But I don't know. I don't know how I would feel if people were saying, if I was Solange and people were saying you and Orlando are the same person. Because let me tell you, if anybody knows Solange, she will go off.
Yeah.
She lets you know how she feel. And there's some choice words that she will use.
Orlando's obviously very funny, you know, great comedian. And so it's like, it's rolling off his back, no big deal. But I can also see like a young woman being like, I don't look like that man.
Well, what's more offensive? Like somebody saying you look like a handsome man or someone saying a man looks like a pretty woman? Like who's catching the worst aspect of it there?
Exactly.
It's semantics.
It's semantics. I get it, yeah.
Like, I don't mind when somebody say I look like Octavia Spencer. Mm-hmm. But if you gonna tell me, Sherry, you look just like Wesley Snipes, okay, I'm gonna fight you.
Well,
I'm going to fight you.
I do have a little.
Are we talking to Wong Fu Wesley Snipes? Or wait.
All right, up next, honey, we have a dish debate, honey, and it's all about the Oscars. We'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you guys, it is time for a dish debate. Yes. Okay, so the Oscars are coming up, and the Academy just announced that for the first time ever, they'll be honoring a fan favorite movie award.
Ooh.
Yes, Better Late Than Never, HK, and fans can vote by tweeting or going to their website. And it's not multiple choice, so you can write in any movie that was released last year, because I know people are going to be writing in Car Wash, Gary. And the movie with the most votes will be announced during the broadcast. So, I love this. Do y'all think it's a good idea? And what would you vote for?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea because you're kind of modernizing the process. Because, like, the Oscars has always gotten a rap for being a little too stuffy and not involving the general populace. So you already know that people are going to vote in Spider-Man. Because everyone's going to do that, I'm going to probably nominate two. I'm going to go with The Harder They Fall and Last Night in Soho. both were hard body films that people completely forgot about.
I think they need to bring in some TikTokers and social media influencers. Let them come in them little booty shorts with sequins and a train.
Hey, listen, ratings drop, booty pop. I've been saying that for a long time. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman! All right, look, guys, I don't know about you. I am so excited to see the new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson. Well, our Pat watched the movie with his girlfriend, model and actress Suki Waterhouse, and he told Jimmy Kimmel all about it. Check this out.
I watched it with my girlfriend as well, and she was like, it was really her reaction that kind of changed the entire thing, because I'm pretty sure she's not normally into watching kind of superhero movies.
These kind of movies, yeah.
And just seeing that I could kind of, she was capturing her attention the entire time, and then like she just held my hand and just touched it right there, and I could feel a little tear. And I was no way.
And then when she...
All right, so I don't know if that's a spoiler, but the fact that she was crying at the end, do you think it... Are you ever vulnerable? Sherry, are you like vulnerable to watch things with your partner?
Yeah, of course. I'm a woman. I'm going to cry. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what you want when you're going to see Batman, like your girlfriend crying. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I now really want to see it now that I know it's going to be like emotional. Mm-hmm.
I think she was probably crying because she couldn't believe it. Because I was the same way. Because I went to go see Batman and I went there with like, you know, my arms folded like, all right, man. And when I say Robert Pattinson instantly was believable as Batman and Bruce Wayne, I was completely blown away. It's the way I felt when I finally saw Michael Keaton as Batman, because I didn't believe he could pull it off until he did.
But did you get emotional, HK?
Nah, I wanted to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is like Batman year two on the job, where he ain't pulling his punches. He beating people to death for stealing candy bars. Like, yo, man, somebody in the concession stand almost caught it.
Hold up, Sherry. If you were going to play a superhero in a movie, what superhero would you be?
Storm.
Oh,
I would love to be Storm.
Yeah?
My gosh, that'd be so much fun. I don't know if they got a suit to fit these boobs, but there'd be stuff shooting from my nipples.
Okay, everybody, it is deal time. And yo, Gary, you're not going to believe this. I got just the thing that's going to make you want to grill.
Ooh, honey. No, thank you, honey. I love my teeth. Baby, just the way they are. So there you go.
No, not that kind of grill. I'm talking about the Caloric Smokeless Electric Indoor Grill.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about a grill.
Yo, listen, with this smokeless grill, you can have grilled meals without any mess or smoke. That's because it has a built-in smoke extracting fan.
Now, that sounds great, honey, but I just can't get my manicure dirty, honey, with the cleanup.
See, no worries. There's a removable grill plate that's dishwasher safe. Also, there's a removable drip tray for healthier grilling. Plus, there's also an adjustable temperature control dial with a detachable probe.
So you know I love a good probe. Okay, so Headcrack, this has got to be pricey, right?
This smokeless grill has been seen as high as $100. But for the morning save, fam, they was able to get us a hot deal on the vendor's extra inventory for the Dish Nation fam for only $39.
Oh, $39? Oh, my God.
You better move quick, because they bound to sell out. You know what to do. Head over to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, coming up, Tay Diggs just bought clothes for his lady at a very unlikely place. We'll see what you think of these fits after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Yeah, well, looks like, honey, Love and Hip Hop star Miss April Jones and Tay Diggs have been the talk of social media lately. Baby, honey, let me tell y'all, honey, the pair have been making everyone and their mama laugh, especially with this latest video, honey. So Tay, honey, he wanted to get his bae, honey, something nice to wear that he purchased from the popular store. Take a look.
I didn't know that they had cool outfits at CVS. So there's this one.
So this is what I'm supposed to be wearing tonight?
You don't have to. This is just, I was thinking about you.
From CVS?
Yeah, they have very, I know it seems, just look first, okay? And then, wait.
That's unbelievable.
I know, I don't use these outfit people, but I'm into you, so. And then there's this, there's a top. And where are you at?
Ladies, find you someone that
I'm embarrassed.
That gets you stuff from CVS.
You ain't gonna buy me nothing from no damn CVS or Walgreens. I bet you Adina didn't wear nothing from CVS or Walgreens, that ex-wife.
Well, I bet you if you would have took that same outfit, put it in a bag from a high-end store and handed it to her, she wouldn't have known the difference and she would have said, thank you.
Well, you people better are
so you like his honesty,
hey, Greg,
HK.
You're totally right. You're
like
totally
his honesty.
Right.
Yeah, but hey, Greg, if y'all want me to brought y'all some drawers from Walgreens, honey, would y'all want?
Do they fit?
Maybe that's why she likes him, though, is that he's willing to do these things that are, like, a little silly. I kind of feel like it's a joke. I don't think he's being serious. He can't be, right?
He's serious, damn it. He's a black man in America. He's serious.
Where did that come in?
Just did.
This is the first time I'm going to say this. I'll be glad when Black History Month is over, Gary. Because you...
Well, moving on, it's time for Stream It or Stop It. Now, this is where we look at new shows and we decide if it's worth our time. Well, Netflix has added another reality show to their roster, and it's titled Young, Famous, and African. Now, it's about a group of young, rich, and famous media personalities from South Africa, Nigeria, and East Africa as they navigate through love and friendships together. Check it out. Here they come.
We are African all stars.
It's glitz, glamour, just a touch of...
This is looking quite the part. I'm definitely streaming it. What about y'all? Y'all gonna stream it or stop it?
Yeah, I'm gonna stream it. I could get me somebody from there.
Now the question is, Tanner, you gonna stream it?
Yes, absolutely.
So Sherry, I know one thing, you better watch it, baby. It might give you, honey, that road now to find a rich African man like all the rest of these girls, honey.
Well, let me tell you something. I follow many African personalities. I have no idea who they are, Tanner, but they look so suave. Mm-hmm. And they be doing their little TikTok dances. I love it. So they'll be talking in their language. I don't know what they're saying. I just,
well,
they look so
suave. Well, they're talking in English, but it's that African dialect that sounds kind of fly, yo. And it's kind of regional. Like, you know, people from Lagos talk one way. People from other parts of Africa talk another way. So I'm here for the culture.
Yeah.
And it all pops up on March 18th. So mark your calendar so you don't miss it.
I can see Sherry just sitting down right there eating a bowl of fufu, honey. I can just see it.
Up next, did Lil Yachty nail it with this latest fashion look? We'll find out right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for...
What the Fashion Edition.
Okay, y'all, honey. So, honey, y'all know, honey, that I take personal appearance very serious here, Craig. I take it very serious, even down to my fingernails.
Well, apparently so does Lil Yachty, because earlier this week, Lil Yachty posted this unique and perfectly painted two-hour nail job. 2 hours, wow. Now, while some say his fingernails remind them of freshly cut wood, one commenter said his nails look like the wood tips on a Black and Mild. You agree with that, Tanner?
That looks just like, it looks just like the tip on a Black and Mild.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it's giving me ventriloquist dummy hands. His whole entire hands look like they're wooden. I definitely don't think I could pull this off. Don't think not on what a boat, not with a coat, not with the crew, not with you. I just can't. I would do the clear polish, but nah, that's a little too extravagant.
I'm not afraid of like a black polish. I don't even like there would be I don't know, if somebody wanted me to rock some color, I could even do that for a day, but I'm not rocking the filter on a Black and Mild on my fingertips.
Well, you could do a Black and Mild over here, Tanner, on Black History Month.
All right.
Yes, you could be Black and Mild.
Black and Mild. You would hit the mother load on Black History Month.
I'm so mild. I am so incredibly
and
mild.
And I'm so black. There you go.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.